team coverage of Browns football is on WTAM 1100.
We were just rotating who was first reps. Shadur to start. There were some other reps. The way it was going to turn out, Shadur was going to get more reps. Some of it in pass Kelly, some of it in team. A couple of the team periods were slowed down ACT, more run than they were throw. So it was set up in a way for us to get a look at all of them.
Coach Monken yesterday, all right, settle down, people. It's only the first day of the voluntary minicamp at Berea. But, oh my goodness, Fred Greetham joins us, Orange and Brown Report. Fred, I see a post you had Shadur Sanders throwing the ball. I mean, it just, he's our starting quarterback, right?
Yeah, for one day at least. He, just like Monken said in the offseason, he said, we'll probably start the way it finished. And obviously, Watson was on injured reserve and Gabriel was on the bench and Sanders started the last seven games. But he said, don't read too much into it. You know, and watching it, they rotated them all. Unlike last year, where it was kind of like pretty obvious who was getting reps and so forth. And I will say, you know, Todd Monken, the first impression on the field is old school. They went for over 2 hours on the first day of voluntary mini camp.
Wow. Well, now Garrett's not going to show up if he knows, you know, they're working that hard. For sure he's not coming in.
Well, there's a lot of them that usually have been there, weren't there. Denzel Ward wasn't there, Grant Delpit, Malik Collins, Jerry Jeudy. So everybody, yeah, kind of asked questions about that. Monken tamped that down, kept emphasizing it's voluntary and so forth. But you would think with a new coach, you know, maybe they'd want to show up. But that's the way it is in the NFL today. But, yeah, it's a start, and who knows where it'll go from there. But you know, everybody wants to know, I didn't count the reps, but it looked to me like Watson, you know, got as much or more with the first team as Sanders did in the rotation.
So it looks like it may be an open battle between Watson and Shadur.
Yeah, and they're quick to point out, you know, that it's really all three of them with Dylan Gabriel. You know, he's kind of been left out of the discussion, and they put him out there to speak to the media yesterday. And he's first question, he said, hey, I'm running my own race. And, you know, and so they're all going to get the opportunity. And who knows if they're going to bring in somebody through the draft or they're going to bring in like an undrafted or a young veteran, you know, to be the fourth arm. But, you know, it's just the beginning. One thing I will note different, at least in the first day, they did a lot of 11 on 11. I mean, a lot of it. And you had all the quarterbacks running the offense and so forth. So, you know, they were kind of cramming it in. First day with the playbook on the field, you realize in the past they couldn't get on the field at this time, but because a new head coach, they're allowed to do the mini camp and they're allowed to do 11 on 11s when you're not typically in the off-season program at this stage. So they were flinging it around a lot yesterday.
Fred, I know that there's not any real contact going on, but any thoughts you had on what you saw, at least from the offensive line, because it is going to be a whole new look, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and they're not even all out there. They started out with KT Leviston at left tackle and Zion Johnson, the free agent signing at left guard. Kendrick Green was at center. He's kind of the backup to the backup. Because Luke Whippler wasn't out there or Elton Jenkins wasn't out there because they're both recovering from offseason. I mean, they were there, but they weren't practicing. Mm-hmm. And at right guard, Tevin Jenkins, he finished there last year. And right tackle was Titus Howard, who they acquired in a trade and gave a big contract to. Like I said, DeJuan Jones, Luke Whippler, Elton Jenkins are all expected to be in the mix. And I will say this, when Monken was asked about the offensive line on two different occasions, he said, and who we add in the draft. Mm-hmm. So that tells me that he, at least from his input, he's expecting additions in the draft. Now that he didn't say high or whatever, but that was kind of a by and by. I jotted it down because I didn't think it was a throwaway line. He made it sound like they're expecting to add to this pile.
Good reporting on that, because I was going to ask you, did you pick up who they're going to draft at six? I don't know if they told you out there or not.
Well, he didn't say six, but when he said who we had in the draft, I figure somewhere, and I would think among the first three or four picks, you're going to add somebody that could compete, you know, to be a starter.
Okay. Yeah, Fred, I mean, to get a tackle, and you want a left tackle, they just don't. They don't become available in free agency. You don't trade them. You don't get them in late rounds. You're going to have to use it somewhere in that first round, I think, to get a guy that you think could be your starting left tackle for a number of years.
Well, I agree with that because, like, Jedrick Wills right now should be in the prime of his career. You spent the 10th pick on him. Didn't work out. But you could say the same thing for wide receiver, Mike, is because left tackles and wide receivers don't become available in free agency. And if they do, you pay a ransom to get them. And there's a reason they're available, especially wide receivers. Now you're seeing middle of the road guys getting 25, 30 million a year. So if you draft them, especially in the first round, you have them under control, whether it's a wide receiver or a tackle, you know, for 5 years. So why wouldn't you? That's why I think you really have to get a wide receiver or an offensive tackle in whatever fashion you feel is the best player, best value at the position in those two first-round picks.
All right, Fred Greatham, Orange and Brown Report. Follow him on X, Fred Greatham 9. Great reporting, videos, clips, and all yesterday from Berea. And we expect more of the same today. Back tomorrow morning about this time to check in on the morning of the draft. Fred, thanks much, pal.
Thanks, Fred.
All right, talk to you tomorrow.